Hi, my name is John Levine. I am a principal service engineer delivering IT support technologies. I've been at Microsoft for 12 years, focused on large-scale support operations. In my current role, I'm focused on how we can use Microsoft Link in IT support. And today I'm going to share with you some of the capabilities within Link, and I'll show you how Microsoft IT is leveraging those capabilities to give time back to our employees and service suppliers. Now, when I use the phrase give time back, what I'm referring to is the increase in employee productivity and satisfaction that comes from the decrease in time spent getting assistance. And looking at this through a business lens, we see a direct and positive impact to corporate cost. For us, contact avoidance doesn't always relate to time saving, because in some scenarios, it can actually take more time to get a crowdsourced solution than it does to directly contact support. And the work I'm sharing with you today stemmed from a problem everyone is familiar with: time lost in interactive voice response trees, or IVRs. We found that users were spending 63 seconds per phone call just in the IVR. And we all know that if we try and multitask while in a voice menu system, we wind up having to press star to listen to the menu again, or we pound on the zero key to get a live person. And at 500,000 calls a year, that equated to 364 days of lost time and productivity for the company. Our initial work involved implementing a visual representation of the IVR tree. We leveraged the fact that Link is always open on the desktop in the enterprise. So we enabled a presence in Link, established a trusted application endpoint, and began hosting a Silverlight application in the conversation window extension native to Link. And this allowed us to give time back by removing that IVR, and it enabled us to get users directly into the right support queue. And as a byproduct of leveraging Link, we removed the need for international dialing codes. But then we quickly realized how much more we could do. So we leveraged SharePoint lists and tied into existing web services for ticketing. And we started giving time back to users by providing them information about issues relevant to their location. And we started giving time back to users by providing self-service articles where applicable. We started giving time back to users by removing the need for them to figure out the available support options for each product or application. And let me show you now what that looks like. What you see on the screen is my primary Link window. And you see this contact here called Help Desk. This is the application endpoint I was referring to. And if I start a conversation with it simply by typing hi, you'll see the conversation window extension will come out on the right side of the screen. And in that conversation window extension, we have four different sections. We have navigation tiles. Those enable us to choose between the different products and then drill down deeply to figure out what a user wants to get support on. Underneath that, we have a marketing and advertising for your information section. Each of those links to an external site where we provide the user more information that's not directly related to a problem they're having. In the middle, we have the Get Time Back section. And these Get Time Back articles are mapped to the highest volume that we deal with in our global help desk for support. And what you'll find is as we drill down into these areas, so if a user's having a problem with software and services and with an operating system and with Windows 8.1, which never happens, then they can come over here into the Get Time Back list and find relevant articles for the problem they're having. And what you saw was the articles trimmed down from the initial list based on the option the user selects. The other component on this page is the current issues. And I mentioned before, we started leveraging a ticketing web service where users could go see their open tickets. And those show up here. And if a user clicks on these, they get to see the status of their ticket, the queue that it's assigned in, and notes about anything recently that's been done. And then underneath that, we have the known problems. And this list of known problems is relevant to the user's geographic location, so we can show them known issues before they have to contact support. My favorite thing about this UI, though, is that I can change colors to any one of the colors available in the Windows palette. But then we decided we could do even more. We could give time back by removing the hierarchical structure and allowing cross-topic relationships in the UI. This means users don't have to think about products or applications the way support thinks about them. And we could give time back by enabling natural language conversations in the IAM window. We heard from users that they really wanted that experience in Link because it's what they already know. So we moved off of SharePoint and into SQL for scale and ease of administration of the complex relationships, and we enabled full text search in SQL to build the natural language capabilities. Now let me show you what that looks like. Last time I showed you the UI. This time I want to show you the IAM window. If I start a conversation in the IAM window with the bot responds back. And now I can simply tell it I'm having an issue with one of our products or applications. In this case, I'm having an issue with Windows 8.1. So I simply type that over here in the window, and what will happen is the bot will respond back to me with the same list of articles that were available when I navigated through the UI. I'm also provided my different support options for Windows 8.1. In this case, it's chat support or call. And this is where if the user types call and hits enter, they get routed directly into the right support queue in a Link call. There's no need for them to remember phone numbers or those international dialing codes. So now we had a UI, we had natural language capabilities and a SQL database for configuration and analytics. Then it became time to change the way we do support. Because now we could give time back to users by continually modifying keywords, responses, tile mappings, and article matches in real time. And we could give time back to both users and technicians by showing relevant information to them in the context of the support experience. In order to get the full benefits of this contextual information, we went and built an agent portal into the system. Let me show you now what that looks like from a technician's perspective. What I'm going to show you now is how the agent or the support technician uses this solution. If you notice on the left side, we still have the same problem the user was having with Windows 8.1. Now, in this case, I'm going to play the role of the technician also. So the user types the word call, they get put through to the Windows 8.1 support queue. As the technician, I'm looking at this view. I have the user's alias, and when I type in the user's alias and I hit enter, what I'm presented with are the user's open tickets, but I'm also presented with the actual content that the user had in the IAM window and what the user needs help with. So in line, in the support experience, I can see the user needs help with Windows 8.1, and I can also see how that interaction is going. And then up in the right-hand corner, there's a meter of frustration. And what that does is it gives the agent the ability to see quickly whether or not a user is having an ideal experience or is bouncing around within the bot or within the UI or is not getting the answers that they want. So that frustration meter continues to go up or down depending on the words that the user uses and depending on how long they spend interacting with the bot. So now as an agent, I'm looking at this view and I've pulled up the contact card and I see the issues they're having. And now if I need to do a remote assist, I'm able to pull down the Link contact card for this particular user and I'm able to engage them in a separate IAM conversation and take over their machine. I'm also able to schedule a callback session for later. So if the user doesn't have time available now, what we can do is we can schedule a meeting for later to provide them support. I'm also able to interact with them over the telephone directly from within this UI simply by selecting that and making a phone call. Now in this case, they've already called us, so that's not as relevant. However, this portal is also used by support technicians who are responding to email and are responding to chat sessions. So in those cases, they might work with the user to establish a time to go make a phone call. All of these different features combine to enable the technician to provide the user with the ideal experience. It's the combination of these solutions that enables a new kind of support experience, a proactive or predictive experience. Because now we give time back to users by realizing when they need support simply by their actions and behaviors. And we give time back to technicians by providing relevant information up front. Users' actions and their behaviors are truth stored as data. And because they are stored as data, I can predict that you want support before you realize you're looking for support. And I can bring that support to you. I can tell that people in a particular discipline who are in their first 30 days on the job have certain things they will need help with. So we can address those issues all at one time on the first call. I can discern when there's a systemic issue based on the aggregation of keywords people are typing into the IAM window. And I can tell if people in a particular geographic region prefer to interact with support in a certain manner. So imagine this scenario. A help desk customer in a regional office initiates a link conversation 5 minutes before the hour. And they indicate they need help with a live meeting or with conferencing. And because of the time, their location, their role, the issue they're asking about, and all the historical data we have about their persona, we flag them, predict what they need, and reach out to them proactively. And we can now work with them to solve their issue, or find them another conference room, or send a note to the people they're meeting with, letting them know of the delay. But the key here, the real key, is that the user never actually did anything other than open link and start a conversation. And there are many more scenarios we've enabled. When a user types the word call or talk into the IAM window, we immediately initiate the phone call and connect them directly with the right support team. Likewise, when a user types the word chat, we know they want to IAM and we reach out to them directly. When our users spend a lot of time in a conversation or they use certain words, or they change topics, we know they aren't having the ideal experience. And not only do these things drive the frustration meter, which I showed you earlier, but they also drive how we interact with our users. Link, including the SDK, UCMA, which is Unified Communications Managed API, to manage our phone scenarios, IIS, running in a virtual machine to host the UI, SQL, running in a virtual machine to manage configuration and capture analytics. Those four underlying technologies drive this entire solution and enable us to give time back by removing the need for a user to figure out where to get support, by removing the IVR so we can deliver users directly into the right support queue, and by removing the time a technician takes to gather information from users. But for me, as a technologist at Microsoft, it's bigger than just giving the time back, because all the things we're doing and can do with Microsoft Link are really cool. And I hope you agree and enjoy this presentation. And as always, additional information can be found on the Microsoft IT Showcase website. Thank you very much for joining us, and see you next time.